Hello, I am Matthew Small, a Senior Escalation Engineer on the Windows Store Developer Solutions team. You might have seen me posting in the Windows Store and Phone forums on MSDN. Today I want to answer a question that is frequently posted in the forums. How can I change objects in the data template of a list view or a grid view? When developers create a data template inside an items control, such as grid view or list view, which iterates over a collection of items and displays the same set of items for every object in the collection, we end up with a name collision problem. Looking at the code snippet on the right side of the screen, you can see that for every item in the collection, we would create a new instance of first text block, second text block, and button inside data template at runtime. Because there are so many of them, it's impossible to correctly refer to them by their name property. You can see how IntelliSense does not recognize first text block in the code behind. Developers must have a way to get a reference to these controls in order to manipulate them, but we must know how to do this. The solution is to capture a reference when the control is instantiated at runtime in the loaded event handler. In order to minimize the amount of code used, I recommend that you have a parent container, such as a grid or a stack panel, where you listen for the loaded event. The reference to the parent container will allow you to traverse down to all of the children controls. During the loaded event, you should capture the sender object, cast it as a container type, then keep it in a list. I chose a list collection, but it can be any type of collection that you require. There is no need to name the controls. As I said earlier, the names are rather useless in this context. Let's walk through the code sample. First, let's look at the XAML before execution. We have a simple list view. As the list view is rendered with individual elements, it will create a new instance of the data template for each item. Each data template consists of a parent control, the stack panel, where we listen for the loaded event. The stack panel contains the displayed controls, two text blocks, one of which is bound to the data, and a button which fires a click event. We'll run the sample and step through the code. First, we stop in the main page constructor, where we create a list for binding to the list view. Second, the loaded event for the stack panel is created at runtime by the list view within the data template. There is one stack panel created per data bound object. In this event handler, we save the reference to the stack panel by casting the sender parameter as a stack panel, then placing that reference into a strongly typed list. At this point, we can see that the list view is rendered with five sets of each control within the data template. If you wanted to perform some manipulation on any of these controls, it would not be possible to find them by their explicit name. However, because we have a list of the parent stack panel controls, we can traverse the list to make changes to any of them. To see this in action, I'll press any of the buttons. The click handler for this button fires. Within this code, we traverse the parent-child hierarchy in order to make changes within the same parent control where the clicked button resides. However, since we have the list of stack panels, we can also make changes to the other stack panels as well. Notice that in this code, I look for both the previous stack panel and the next stack panel and make changes to the values of the text box inside those controls. Also notice that before making any changes to the controls, I explicitly go through every stack panel and reset the values of the text blocks to their default value. Notice that the text blocks change to reflect that I clicked the button associated with the C value. Also notice that both the previous and next text blocks were changed, thus reflecting how we have control over that content. Let's review. Since the controls inside a data template cannot be referred to by name, we must capture a reference to these controls in the loaded event at runtime and hold these references in a list for later use. If you would like the source code for the application used in this video, you can download it at the URL listed in the slide. You can contact me and my team on Twitter. We also have other useful information for Windows Store and phone development on our blog, and also see us in the MSDN forums. Thanks!